The Wisconsin Hospital Association's Dana Richardson says the study released this week wasn't a surprise.
Because of an overuse in general of antibiotics to treat common things like ear infections and common colds, we have created kind of a superbug that is resistant to some of these medications.
While the numbers help show the scope of the problem, Richardson says patients are no more at risk than usual.
I don't know that there's a need to be concerned above and beyond what you ought to always be concerned about.
Richardson says the public is the best tool in fighting their spread. If you're sick, avoid people recovering from surgery or who have a weakened immune system.
Am I taking the precautions that I can as a patient or a member of this community to reduce my risk of infection and reduce the risk of passing this infection on to somebody else?
Richardson says staph infections appear in less than 1% of Wisconsin patients. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.